So today's class will be given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. Mataji, thank you so much for your association. You can take over now. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you, Kriti Vilasini. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धुदीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौरङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 19 लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्ट Srila Rupa Goswami. We are starting from the text number 132. Ei katha shuni maha mahantero maha sukho hayo chaitanyero kripa jahe tahe ki bismayo ei katha shuni mahantero maha sukho hayo chaitanyero kripa jahe teho tahe ki bismayo. When the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, they would say, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy. What is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had no fixed residence. They stayed beneath a tree for one day only and wrote huge volumes of transcendental literature. They not only wrote books but chanted, danced, discussed Krishna and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus they executed devotional service. In Vrindavana, there are Prakrita Sahajiyas who say that writing books or even touching books is taboo. For them, devotional service means being relieved from these activities. Whenever they are asked to hear a recitation of Vedic literature, they refuse, saying, what business to do? We have reading or hearing transcendental literatures. What business do we have reading or hearing transcendental literatures? They are meant for neophytes. They pose themselves as too elevated to exert energy for reading, writing and hearing. However, pure devotees under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami reject this Sahajiya philosophy. It is certainly not good to write literature for money or reputation, but to write books and publish them for the enlightenment of the general populace is real service to the Lord. That was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's opinion, and he specifically told his disciples to write books. He actually preferred to publish books rather than establish temples. Temple construction is meant for the general populace and neophyte devotees. But the business of advanced and empowered devotees is to write books, publish them, and distribute them widely. According to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing on a great mridanga. Consequently, we always request members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world. By thus following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become a Rupa Nuga devotee. So we are hearing in this section about the activities of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami under the guidance of Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this verse, in the translation, we understand when the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are known as Mahantas. Mahantas means also great personalities. Mahantas, or all the devotees. Means all the devotees, by hearing the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would say, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy. Indeed, this is most wonderful thing. We feel so much gratitude or grateful when we receive the mercy from Krishna. Did we receive mercy from Krishna yet? Did we receive any mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We must consider this point. Yes, we already received mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in the form of instructions, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the form of Shikshashtakam. When we execute the instructions given by Supreme Lord, we achieve that empowerment. The blessings, mercy, empowerment already included in the instructions of the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhagavad Gita, these spiritual scriptures means what? Alive and full of transcendental presence of Lord. And the scriptures also very responsive, just like Supreme Lord is very responsive. He reciprocates with our prayers. He reciprocates with our love. So as we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should not treat the Chaitanya Charitamrita impersonal way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully present in the writings of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada is also fully alive and present within his purport. So we are factually getting association of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as well as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. More we realize this point, more we become very jubilant and grateful and feel very fortunate, lucky. We praise the Lord wholeheartedly, spontaneously. In this chapter, we are going to hear wonderful instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. And we must understand that, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can find in the book Srila Prabhupada wrote, that teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Golden Avatar, in its summary form, all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, to Sanatana Goswami, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, to Ramananda Roy. So in one place, we can study all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a summary form Srila Prabhupada has given to us. And of course, throughout the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are described or written. In the form of teachings, we receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And we can also mold our lives in that way. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, what did they do? What were their activities? That they stayed beneath a tree for one day only and wrote huge volumes of transcendental nature. So we are seeing spiritual advancement is not depending on any material condition. We should not think if I have a good residence, house, good security, monetary security, and family and friends, then I can advance in spiritual life. Then I can focus in my spiritual life. It is not the fact. Transcendental subject matter is beyond the three modes of material nature, beyond the material energy, material arrangement. So the six Goswamis, they didn't have any building to live. They would just live under a tree for one day, and next day they will move to the another tree. But they have given such a great gift to the society, human society, by writing volumes of volumes of volumes of transcendental literature. They were fully empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's potency, mercy, potency. And they realized the absolute truth fully. And they wrote this book to help, to enlighten the fallen souls like us. So, spiritual advancement or Krishna consciousness is not depending on any material arrangement. But we need material arrangement for focusing our mind by how much we need, as much as possible, to keep the body and soul together. That should be our goal. We cannot copy the Goswamis, but we can follow the principles of the Goswamis. Then nothing come in between our bhakti and Sri Krishna. There cannot be any impediments to develop our full love for Krishna, actually. What is required here? Krishna's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and Vaishnava's mercy, Shastra's mercy. So in this way, we understand how the Goswamis were so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness and wrote volumes of books of transcendental literature for the benefit of the whole world. They not only wrote books, but chanted, danced, discussed Krishna, and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So we should also follow this principle. Chanting, dancing, discussing Krishna Katha, which we are doing now, means reading the scriptures, transcendental scriptures given by our acharyas, given by Sri Krishna, given by Srila Vyasadeva, and discuss amongst the devotees, and always remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. This one single item is very important for us. Remembering Supreme Lord, especially the most merciful form of Supreme Lord is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age of Kali, without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot progress very quickly. Because this this yoga or this Kali Yuga or this time which we are living now, is not so much conducive for developing Krishna Bhakti, provided we accept the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow his instructions, chanting, dancing, and discussing Krishna Katha and remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy upon us. Because life is short and we are not so that much spiritually inclined. We are very mandamati, mandabhagya, unfortunate. We are very lazy and not having any sharp intelligence for developing spiritual advancement. And we are always disturbed by so many problems in our lives. So in this situation, who can help us other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his mercy, his activity is very, very important for us. And Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, they did. They not only wrote books, that was their service, of course, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enlightened Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, and empowered them to write transcendental literatures. But chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, danced in Sankirtan, discussed Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, his qualities, his abode, everything, his form, everything regarding Krishna, and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus they executed devotional service. So this way we also can execute our devotional service. One may ask this question, only remembering Krishna is not enough. Should we remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The answer is yes. We have to remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Call out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, or chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. By remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by remembering Panchatattva, by chanting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, Nityananda's name, we become released, freed from different aparadhas or offenses. Because of our offenses in devotional service, we are not getting any taste for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not getting taste for pure executing pure devotional service. Thus we are not developing pure love for Krishna, which is our goal. We may do all the devotional services routinely without developing love for Krishna for many, many lifetimes. But we have to come to the point of loving Krishna. We have to come to the point of pure love for Krishna. And it is possible within very short time, within this life, if we understand our good fortune and take full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, I like to sing that song. I love it. That Vaishnavas, they sing, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Amar Mon, Nachre Amar Mon, Nachre Amar Mon, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Amar Mon. Amon Dayal To Nai He Mar Khe Prem Day, Dayal To Nai He ওরে অপরাধ দূরে যাবে পাবে প্রেমধন, অপরাধ দূরে যাবে পাবে প্রেমধন, দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচে আমার মন। ও নামে অপরাধ বিচার তো নাই হে,
তখন কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, কৃষ্ণ নামে রুচি হবে ঘুচিবে বন্ধন, দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচে আমার মন। কৃষ্ণ নামে অনুরাগ তো হবে রে, তখন অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, অনায়াসে সফল হবে জীবের জীবন, কৃষ্ণ রতি বিনা জীবন তো মিছে হে, শেষে বৃন্দাবনে রাধা শ্যামের পাবে দর্শন, শেষে বৃন্দাবনে রাধা শ্যামের পাবে দর্শন, গৌর কৃপা হলে হে, গৌর কৃপা হলে হে, দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন, নাচরে আমার মন ওরে নাচরে আমার মন, দয়াল নিতাই চৈতন্য বলে নাচরে আমার মন।
অ্যাকচুয়ালি শিলা ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর wrote this song and saying always chant the holy name of Chaitanya and Nitai. By chanting their names, dance, dance in jubilation. Oh my mind, please dance, dance by chanting the holy names of Nityananda and Chaitanya. Why? Because they are most merciful personalities. And no one can find more merciful personalities than them. You cannot find anywhere. And Nityananda Prabhu suffered the beating from, you know, Madhai and still gave him the love of Godhead. By chanting their names, our offenses are being vanquished and we obtain the treasure of love of God. So in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. So taste for holy name of Krishna is so important, so valuable. Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, the life of a living being very easily become successful. And without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Sri Sri Radha Shyama in Vrindavan. But only when the mercy of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Gauranga is first received. Gaur Kripa Holehe. So the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they received mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in our case also, very, very important for us to achieve mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu or Panchatattva. Very easily we can progress in our spiritual life. We achieve pure Krishna prema. This is the process. So they not only wrote books, but chanted, danced, discussed Krishna and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus they executed devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada also pointing out one group in Vrindavan, they are known as Prakrita Sahajiyas. They do not follow this process. They think everything is cheap. Cheaply can be achieved Krishna prema, never. Without being enlightened by the scriptures, we cannot perform pure devotional service. Just like in Adi Lila, chapter 7, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in five forms had been described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, there we know, without understanding Vedanta philosophy, we cannot progress in our spiritual life. Bhakti cannot be developed fully. So, therefore, Sri Krishna gave us these scriptures. Maya mugdho jive nahi shato krishna gyan, jive re kripai krishna koilo ved puran. This is special mercy from Krishna. Because we are Maya Mugdha Jeev, we are enamored by the material illusory energy of Krishna. And on ourselves or by ourselves, it is not possible. On our own, it is not possible to understand Krishna Tattva. That's why Krishna gave us Ved and Puran out of his mercy. So through the scriptures, by the mercy of Lord also, and by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by their wonderful purpose, we can understand Krishna Tattva. And by understanding Krishna Tattva, we progress in our devotional life very quickly. We understand our eternal constitutional position and our place in Krishna's life and Krishna's place in our lives we understand very well. And then we feel so much love for Krishna. Very quickly we feel love for Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita, these are the transcendental literatures. They stimulate our spiritual life, invigorate our spiritual life, and awakens our spiritual feelings for Krishna, spiritual emotions for Krishna. We understand very clearly what is our place, role in Krishna's life, and what is Krishna's role, place in our lives. Then we see we are inseparably connected, very deeply connected with each other. Prabhupada gives one example also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is an example like sun and sun rays. This intimate connection between sun and sun rays. So we are the rays of Krishna Kirana. Are like sun rays is the parts of sun, intimately connected. Sun cannot exist without the sun rays, and sun rays cannot exist without the sun. This is our reality. We cannot exist without Krishna. Krishna cannot exist without us, because we are his energy. Supreme Absolute Truth is endowed with multifarious energies. We are also one of his energies. In this way, we understand our intimate relationship with Krishna. And we live in that reality. We then become released from illusory kind of existence, because that is our actual platform of existence. Being part of Krishna, being a loving servant of Krishna, that is our platform of existence. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing on a great mridanga. Consequently, we always request members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world by thus following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. One can become a Rupanuga devotee. So that is our goal, to become Rupanuga devotee. Now this is the season for book distribution. Means we intensify book distribution at this time. So we should also remember, only book distributing is not our goal, but also studying the books. So then we'll be called as Rupanuga devotees. Going to the next, 133, Chaitanyaro Kripa Rupo Likhiyacheno Apone Rasamrito Shindhu Granthero Mongola Charone. Srila Rupa Goswami has personally spoken about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his auspicious introduction to his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.1.2. And the verse is the next verse, that is 134. So here,
as Srila Rupa Goswami has personally realized the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to also realize about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy upon us. Still mercy is flowing everywhere through the disciplic succession continuously, constantly. It's up to us to connect fully so the mercy will descend in our hearts. We have to connect ourselves thoroughly or completely, accepting the authority of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the authority of Sri Srila Rupa Goswami. Then we become solidly connected with the flow of the mercy which is coming down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is flowing incessantly, reaching us. We are not reaching Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is reaching us, already reached us. And Srila Rupa Goswami wrote wonderful verse in the Mangala Charanam in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Let's read that Mangala Charanam, that verse. 134. Hridayasya Prernaya Pravartitaham Barakarupopi Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. Hride, within the heart, Yasya, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives his pure devotees intelligence with which to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, Prernaya, by the inspiration, Pravartitaha, engaged, Aham, I, Varaka, insignificant and low, Rupaha, Rupa Goswami, Api, although, Tasya, of him, Harehe, who is Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Padakamalam, to the lotus feet, Bande, let me offer my prayers, Chaitanya, Devasya, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation: although I am the lowest of men and have no knowledge, the inspiration to write transcendental literatures about devotional service has been mercifully bestowed upon me. Therefore, I am offering my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given me the chance to write these books. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired from within, also from outside, and empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to write the books on devotional service, bhakti. Because without understanding the science of bhakti, the fallen souls cannot become Krishna conscious, cannot perform bhakti. Shrutim, smritim, puranadi, pancharatriki, vidhimbina, aikantiki, harir bhaktim, utpataiva kalpate. Without following the scriptural instructions, we cannot perform bhakti, Krishna bhakti, and that will be just a disturbance. So we must read these books. That is our service to Krishna. If we read the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami, especially Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Shikshamrita, as Srila Prabhupada has ordered us, if we study and realize the subject matter, then it is the service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Srila Rupa Goswami got the service from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write the literature, for us to study under a teacher and realize the point. Of course, we also can write transcendental literature, but unless we are empowered and realized ourselves, we cannot do it. There will be so much mistakes. So, Srila Rupa Goswami is offering his obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has given me
He had given him the chance to write the books. So I'm reading actually from the book of Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It is two volume book. It's very big, and the commentary is given by Srila Jiva Goswami. Commentary has been given by Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book. What Srila Prabhupada gave us in the form of the nectar of devotion, it is a summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the book has been translated into English by Bhanu Swami Maharaj. So I'm reading from that book, 1.1.2. Hridi yasya prernaya pravartito ham barakurupo pi tasya hare padakamalam bande chaitanya devasya. Translation. I offer my respects to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in the form of Chaitanya Deva. Though I am a vile person by nature, by his inspiration within my heart, I have undertaken this work. Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary. In this verse, the author offers his respects to the avatar who delivers the people of Kali Yuga by spreading devotion to himself. Sri Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva, the Supreme Lord, and particularly to his lotus feet, which have become his shelter. By his inspiration within my heart, I have been able to accomplish this work. He addresses himself as Lo Varaka Rupaha, out of humility. Saraswati, however, cannot tolerate that. Therefore, she produces another meaning. Vara also means the best. A combined with Ka becomes Akayati, which means boldly indicates. Therefore, Varaka stands for Varam Akayati. She praises him as the best person. The person who is really indicated as the best. The word Api in the verse indicates that only by the inspiration of the Lord and not otherwise will a person be able to dedicate himself to writing a worthy literary work. Worthy literary work. So Srila Prabhupada also was very special person, special recipient of empowerment and mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he was able to write so many worthy transcendental literature. These literatures have the potency to change our lives, to transform our lives, to make us into a pure devotees. The purports given by Srila Prabhupada is so powerful because Srila Prabhupada had realized all the writings of previous acharyas and Goswamis and gave us in a very simple way the Bhaktivedanta purports to realize the absolute truth. Thus we can progress in spiritual life very quickly and purely. From our side, we have to have the intense desire to become pure devotees in this lifetime. All the arrangements already done. There's no fault in the process. There's no incompleteness in anything. But we have to give ourselves totally, completely in the process, in the instructions as the instructions given by the acharyas and Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to follow in their footsteps. We have to follow their principles. We cannot copy any one of them, our previous acharyas and present acharyas. But we have to follow
their principles. So then we should, then definitely we'll become advanced and mature devotees. That is our goal. We should not remain in neophyte state or just to maintain our Krishna consciousness. No, we should intensify our Krishna consciousness, our bhakti. With the help of the transcendental literatures given by Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse, this very verse, Hridi Yasya Prerunaya Pravartito Hum, is very important. So we must receive the prerana or the inspiration or the mercy from Chaitanya Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? Even we surrender ourselves. Surrendering means giving yourself completely in the possession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Make yourself as the possession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrender means you cannot possess anything else, anything, your life, your mind, intelligence, everything is now given to Krishna. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can change everything by his mercy. We hold back ourselves. No, it is not possible to surrender totally. We say it. It is difficult. Yes, how it is difficult? If we do not know the actual science of surrendering. Then like, if I say, I have to surrender my driver's license, means I have to give the driver's license to the motor vehicle office. Means you have to give your life to Krishna. Now, from then on, we would be known as Krishnas. I do not have any separate identity now. I'm existing as Krishna's servant, Krishna's part and parcel, because I've already given, I have already given myself to Krishna. I have become myself Krishna's property or position. This is surrender. Come under full shelter of Krishna, come under full protection of Krishna, come under the full mercy of Krishna, come under the full power of Krishna. This is to be done by ourselves, giving ourselves completely. So Krishna can mold my life whatever way he wants. Whatever way he wants, he can use my life in any way. Because the Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, we heard before, they have surrendered their lives to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this process must be done by us also, giving ourselves completely, surrendering. And that is the meaning of that I am paying my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not just an exercise, bowing down before Lord. Yes, it is good, bowing down, touching your head on the ground before Lord. But the real meaning is giving myself totally. The body, mind, soul, intelligence, anything I have within this body, it's now yours. So in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami was empowered. And although he said that I am Baraka Rupopi, means I am very fallen and lowly, but actual meaning is that he is the person indicates that only by the, him. The meaning is the person, Baraka, means is the best, who is clearly indicated as the best. Bara means best, is the best. Now our goal is to become Rupa Nuga. 135, Ei mato dasodino prayage rohiya, Sri Rupe Shikha dilo shakti sanchariya. For 10 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Prayaga and instructed Rupa Goswami, empowering him with the necessary potency. Purport, this is a confirmation of the statement, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Taro Prabhortano. Unless one is specifically empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot spread the Krishna consciousness movement. An empowered devotee sees and feels himself to be the lowest of men, for he knows that whatever he does is due to the inspiration given by the Lord in the heart. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. To be empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to qualify himself. This means that one must engage 24 hours daily in the loving devotional service of the Lord. The material position of a devotee does not matter, because devotional service is not dependent on material considerations. In his earlier life, Srila Rupa Goswami was a government officer and a grihastha. He was not even a brahmachari or sannyasi. He associated with mlechas and yavanas. But because he was always eager to serve, he was a qualified recipient of the Lord's mercy. A sincere devotee can therefore be empowered by the Lord regardless of his situation. In the preceding verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has described how he was personally empowered by the Lord. He further states in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.187, Ihayasya Harirdasye Karmana Manasa Gira Nikilashva Pi Avasthashu Jivan Muktaha Sa Uchyate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind and words is a liberated person even in the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. To keep oneself free from material contamination and attain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely eager to render service to the Lord. This is the only qualification necessary. As soon as one is favored by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord, one is immediately given all the power necessary to write books and propagate the Krishna consciousness movement without being hampered by material considerations. So this verse is really, really very wonderful verse. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is most wonderful. We must always have so much spiritual hope in our life. We should never be discouraged or feeling there is no hope for me. There is hope. So we understand from the verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami for 10 days at Prayag, how? Empowering him with the necessary potency. So with the instructions, the potency comes. Potency is already there. When we surrender under the lotus feet of our spiritual master at the time of initiation, then we receive Krishna's mercy also. We need combined mercy of Srila Gurudev, and of course Prabhupada's mercy is also needed, and Sri Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. We need the mercy of both. We need the divine mercy of our spiritual master and also the divine mercy of Krishna. who must receive the divine mercy. And with that mercy, you become empowered to perform bhakti and also spread Krishna consciousness, means to help others also. As much as we realize the truth ourselves, we also can help others with that realization. So this is the process. So Srila Prabhupada says that this is the confirmation of the statement, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Taro Pravartano. Means Krishna Shakti must be there to execute devotional service and also to spread Krishna Bhakti to others, means helping others. Unless one is specifically empowered by the Supreme Personality of God, he cannot spread. It is a fact. So we have to have the eagerness to receive the mercy and consider, have we received the mercy? Yes, already. The more we give ourselves into the process, we have to put ourselves into that process, the more we realize the mercy. Outside of the process, we cannot realize the mercy. All the arrangements are already done by Krishna, by Prabhupada, by our acharyas, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just we have to accept the process wholeheartedly. All empowered devotees see, he feels himself to the lowest. Means they feel that we are really unqualified person. Because they see everything is Krishna's mercy. Due to the Krishna's mercy, we are able to do everything. So they give full credit to Krishna. They give full credit to Guru Krishna. And it's a fact. We are very tiny, insignificant part of Krishna. We need lots of mercy, and lots of mercy is already available. We are very insignificant part of Krishna. But when we receive the mercy, we become significant. How? To spread the Krishna consciousness. And Krishna also assured us in Bhagavad Gita, he gives personal instructions from within. That Chatushluki Bhagavad Gita are very, very important. 8, 9, 10, 11. How Krishna helps us from within to progress in spiritual life, because he directs us, he guides us, he gives us the inspiration from inside to perform more and more devotional service. As we are hearing, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they would perform bhakti 24 hours a day. How was that possible? Or is it possible right now? How? If it is possible, how it is possible? That is the point that verse is giving. Iyayasya harir dasse karmana manasa agira nikilashwapi avisthashu jivan mukta sayuchyate. This is the verse given in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Very, very important verse. How we can perform bhakti or service 24 hours a day. If we have the feeling that I'm just a das of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, and I'm in the service of Krishna, that's it. That awareness means you are engaged 24 hours a day in service. This internal psychology, the internal feeling will determine whether we are serving Lord or not. Means complete awareness should be there that I am a servant and I am in the service. So what is the business of a servant? To serve, to render service. Either we are rendering service to Krishna or Maya, because without service we are not, we cannot exist even. We cannot spend even one moment without serving. That is our position, rendering devotion, rendering service to Krishna or Maya. When we perform service to Krishna, it is known as devotional service. How? By our psychology, by our mentality. And Bhagavad Gita also says in so many places, sabuddhiman manushyeshu sa yukta. What is that? beautiful in fourth chapter. Who is Buddhiman amongst the human beings? Who are always yukta, means situated in the transcendental position as a part and parcel of Krishna and a subordinate loving servant of Krishna. This awareness, this continuous awareness that makes karma into akarma. Means there is no karma for him. Jivan mukta. Whatever he does, it is all service to Krishna. There is no such thing about karma. Karma means the actions with reactions. And the reactions are binding us in this material in existence. What we get here without Krishna bhakti? Only birth and rebirth. Repeated birth. Nothing else. And repeated death. That's it. If we are not taking up this Krishna bhakti purely, seriously, sincerely, then what will happen? We have to come back. Of course, there is no loss in practicing Krishna consciousness. Whatever amount we are practicing, that will remain with us. And we'll take up from the next step, when we'll come back again. And Krishna mercifully will send us into the house of a brahmana or a bhakta. So we can take up again bhakti from the very beginning of the life. So there's no loss, there's no diminution, but still we have to try. That doesn't mean that we cannot try to become pure devotees of Lord. And that is the point in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasya harer dasye. The mind should be like this, in the mood of dasya, dasya bhava, rendering service to Lord by keeping ourselves in the original constitutional position as das of Krishna. We should live in our spiritual body, not into the subtle body or gross body. That is not us. We are spiritual personalities. We should live into the spiritual body, yuktaha, connected with Krishna. What is the spiritual form? That is subordinate servant of Krishna, part of Krishna. So if we engage our mind, words, intelligence, body, everything, our activities, for the service of Lord, then we come to the platform of liberated stage. Liberation. Liberation means there is no bondage. There is no karma. We become detached from the clutches of Maya or clutches of three modes of material nature. We are bound up by the three modes. And how we came under the clutches of three modes? By our false ego. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. That false ego, due to the false ego, we are bound up. As soon as we come to the real ego, I am spiritual spark, part and parcel of Krishna and servant of Krishna, and my only business is to render service to Krishna with my body, words and mind and intelligence, my activities. It doesn't matter whatever position you are in, whatever activities you are doing, but within, in the heart or internally, you have to be aware of your position and understanding that I am rendering service with my activities. Then we become liberated, although living within this material world. That is the point. A person acting in the service of Krishna, a person is acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind and words, is a liberated person even in the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. So in this way, he can remain engaged in the service of Krishna 24 hours a day. To keep oneself free from material contamination and attain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely eager to render service to the Lord. This is the point. The attitude, service attitude, must be fully developed in us.
That is our goal.
So our work is inside, inward journey. Our journey is inward journey. Our work is inside, not outside. Attitude must be cultivated. What kind of attitude? A service attitude. This is the only qualification necessary. As soon as one is favored by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord, one is immediately given all the power necessary to write books and propagate the Krishna consciousness movement without being hampered by material considerations. So this purport is very wonderful and gives us so much inspiration to render pure devotional service to Lord. So this is the point we are learning, and I am just reading little commentary given by Jiva Goswami in this verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book. The verse is, Ya yasya hare dasye karmana manasa gira nikilashva api avasthashu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Translation, the second type of dasyam is illustrated in the Naradiya Purana. He who has the desire to serve the Lord with actions, mind and words in this world is called a liberated jiva in all circumstances. Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary. The author indicates his own opinion with the glorification of this type of dasyam. Yaha dasye here means having the desire for servitude. One should have the desire. I am your servant. So Srila Rupa Jiva Goswami is helping us also that one should have that kind of attitude or desire, having the desire for servitude. So it is internal state of consciousness that makes us eligible for engaging in 24 hours devotional service, in 24 hours devotional service daily, in loving devotional service of the Lord. So this is the point we are learning here today. How one can engage himself in 24 hours daily in the loving devotional service to the Lord. So more and more we have to improve our situation. More and more we have to refine ourselves and reform ourselves to perform, render devotional service more and more, so we can progress in our spiritual life very steadily. And that Srila Prabhupada is explaining over here. Without any material situation, means without being hampered by any material situation, we can progress in our spiritual life steadily. Alright. So thank you everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this class. We have covered up to 135 from chapter 19. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranams. Mataji, it was a very, very nice class. I really like the way you covered the purport, the verse. It was very, very interesting and it gives us a lot of hope. So thank you so much for this very encouraging class, I should say. Gives us a lot of hope, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, there's a lot of hope. Complete hope. Full hope. Thank you. Is there any question or comment here?
Thank you, Mataji. Like Priti Vilasini Mataji has explained, hope, against hope, it's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada said, Asha Bandha. Sri Chaitanya, Srila Rupa Goswami also said, Asha Bandha. Hope against the hope.
Hope. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. This hope will inspire us continuously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as I keep connection with the devotees and associate with them, otherwise it wanes off.
Yes, yes. It is a fact for everyone. We should remain always.
Always
the association of devotees. Yes.
Yes. Brahma Sahita class, I missed it, but then I heard the recording. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Mata. I got the chance. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, all the organizers, for giving me the chance. Giving me the chance to utilize my life for the service of the Lord and the devotees. Without the mercy of the devotees, really, life is not that much important.
Yes, I was getting mercy, but I avoided the mercy. That's what I did.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, Priti Vilasini, I think we may end the class now.
Okay, Mataji.
Bancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vayevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Ready?